弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们来学一起祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们感谢你的恩典怜悯，你今天又把弟兄姐妹们聚在你的殿中来敬拜你。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your mercy and grace to keep us together today.
天父，你是圣洁的、公义的，你是从永远到永远永不改变的神。
You are the never-changing one. You are the righteous one.
你的慈爱从到永远，你的信实直到万代。
Your truth lasts forever.
我们感谢父神，你差派你的独生爱子来到这个世上，来拯救我们这些不配的罪人。
We thank you for sending your only begotten Son to this world to save us.
赐我们能力，赐我们智慧，能够一生中来跟随主。
And give us capabilities and wisdom to follow you for our life.
也赐给我们这个属灵的家教会，让我们一同来建立。
Also give us such a beautiful spiritual home for us.
我们感谢主。
We thank you.
我们在祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
有一天呢，在这个网上呢，看到这样一个视频。
One day I watched a video from the internet.
那么一群基督徒呢，正在一个家庭里面，正在集体在组织敬拜。
A group of people, a Christian, are worshiping in a family church in Beijing.
那么突然一群警察就闯了进来。
All of a sudden, a group of policemen broke in.
那么扰乱正常的秩序，打断牧师的讲道。
And this disturbs the worship.
那么让所有在场的人来登记名字。
They ask everybody to register their names.
那么牧师呢走下来就跟这些警察来交涉。
And the pastor walked to them and talked to them patiently.
那么其实这种现象呢，在现今的中国大陆常有发生。
Well, this kind of incidents happens pretty often.
那么在每个地方可能有不一样。
It may vary a little bit in different places in China.
那么我们知道呢，现在有的教会被关闭。
Some church were shut down.
那么牧者和童工有的被抓到监狱。
The shepherd and the co-workers are arrested and put to jail.
那么如果我们生活在这种的环境下，我们会怎么样来面对呢
？How do you deal with this situation if you live in such a?
我们心里会怎么样来思想呢？
What are we going to think about?
其实呢，教会遭受逼迫并不是现在才有的。
As a matter of fact, the church under persecution is nothing new.
从教会建立开始，逼迫就开始了。
The persecution started at the same time as church started.
其实遭受逼迫也是每个基督徒来跟随主所要付的代价。
This is all the disciples should pay for to follow Jesus.
其实这也是主耶稣在上十字架的前一天就告诉门徒会发生这些事情。
Jesus told his disciples before he was put on cross.
那么在马太福音的15:18-19，那么主耶稣这样告诉他的门徒说。为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们，捏造各样坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了，应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。在你们以前的先知人也是这样逼迫他们。
Matthew chapter 15:18-19, but the things which come out of the mouth come from the heart.And they make a man unclean. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, the taking of life, broken faith between the married, unclean desire of the flesh, taking of property, false witness, bitter words.
那么逼迫呢，可能会来自家庭。
The persecution may come from your family.
也可能来自异教徒。
May also come from different believers.
那也可能来自社会或者是政府。
It may also come from the society or the government.
那么上星期五呢，我们听了这个裘弟兄他们夫妇在中国大陆穆斯林地区宣教的经历和见证。
We heard the testimony from Brother Chu last Friday.
那我们看到了一些回教徒成为基督徒以后，他们会受到来自家庭和政府的逼迫。
We know that after some of the Muslims converted to Christianity, they were facing a lot of pressure from their own family and government.
然而他们还是要持守基督徒的基督救赎的真理真道。
But they stand strong and keep following the truth of God.
那么今天的信息呢，是教会建立初期受到的第一次逼迫。
Today's information is about the first persecution after church was established.
所以这不是来自于罗马政府。
It's not from the Roman Empire government.
而是来自于他们的同胞犹太人。
It's from the Jewish people.
所以我们今天呢，从三个方面来分享今天的信息。
We will discuss this in three aspects.
首先我们会看到，因为信耶稣，他们受逼迫。
The first one is the persecution because of they believe they convert to Jesus.
我们也会看到他们在逼迫下继续宣扬真道。
The second is they preach the truth even under persecution.
最后我们会看到他们因为持守真道而奇迹般的被释放。
The third one is they get liberated eventually because of they keeping their truth.
我们先来看第一节，就是第一节到第七节。那么这些使徒呢，是因为信耶稣而受到了逼迫。
Let's go to the first point.
那么前面的信息我们讲到，彼得和约翰本来是来圣殿要祷告的。
Peter and John came to the holy place to pray.
但是在偶然的机会呢，在入口处呢，就遇到了一位生来瘸腿的人。
But they met a lame person, born lame person.
那么他每天是被人抬到这里来以乞讨为生。
This person, this beggar was left to here to beg for life.
他本来是想从彼得、约翰这儿要一些钱。
He tried to make some, tried to get some money from Peter and John.
但是呢，他俩没有钱。但是彼得呢，跟他讲了这么一句话。彼得说：“我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名，叫你起来行走。”
Peter told him, "We don't have any money, but in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth."
那彼得的这句话呢，使这位瘸腿的人立刻就会像正常人一样，能够跳起来，能够走，能够站。
The word from Peter makes this lame person stand up instantly and walk.
并且呢，他跟着彼得和约翰就一起进入了圣殿。
He followed Peter and John into the holy place.
要知道，他可能在这个圣殿门口，可能他待了几十年，因为这些残疾人是不可以进圣殿的。现在他要跟着耶稣，跟着彼得和约翰，他进入了圣殿。
As you know, a lame person cannot enter into the holy place, but he can walk into the holy place right now.
所以呢，在场的犹太人呢，就以为彼得自己有什么能力来把这个人给治好了。
So the people thinking about Peter has some special power to cure the lame person.
然而呢，彼得呢，靠着圣灵给他的能力。
However, Peter is use his powers through Holy Spirit.
而且呢，引用旧约先知的预言。
By quoting the prophecy from the Old Testament.
所以有条有理的给他们解释这件事发生的真正的缘由。
To explain how this happened meticulously.
所以彼得告诉他们，他们杀害的拿撒勒人的耶稣已经复活。
And told the people that the Jesus of Nazareth they killed raised up again.
是这位他们杀害的拿撒勒耶稣复活，那么是他使这位瘸腿的人能够起来行走。
It is the Jesus who's raised from the dead helped this lame person able to walk.
而且彼得告诉他们，这位使这位瘸子能够行走的人拿撒勒耶稣，就是他们犹太人一直盼望的弥赛亚。
The Jesus is the Messiah they are longing for.
那么就是他们盼望的基督。
He is the Christ.
那么彼得还在说话的期间呢，又引来了另一群人。
While Peter is talking, another group of people coming.
那么在第一节到第三节，他这样讲，他说彼此徒对百姓说话的时候，祭司和守殿官并撒杜盖人忽然来了。因他们教训百姓本着耶稣传说死人复活，就很烦恼，于是下手拿住他们，因为天已经晚了，就把他们押到了第二天。第一节到第三节。
The priest, the palace guard and the Sadducees, they all belong to the Jewish leaders.
好，那么这些祭司们、守殿官和撒都该人呢，都是属于犹太教的领袖。那么撒都该人呢，只接受摩西五经。
The Sadducees only accept the five Moses books.
那么因为摩西五经没有关于这个复活的教导。
There are no resurrection in the Book of Mormon. Book of Moses.
所以呢，这些人呢，他们就不相信有复活的事。
So they never believe the thing of.
而且呢，这些撒都该人呢，曾经就是为复活的事来刁难过主耶稣。
The Sadducees also once gave Jesus a hard time for asking this kind of. Resurrection.
那么在马太福音的22章23节，那么这些撒都该人这样的，那么问了耶稣以后好多的问题，那么耶稣基督是给他们这样的回答。那么他这里说，撒都该人常说没有复活的事，那天他们来问耶稣。那么主耶稣呢，在马太福音的22章29到32节这样回答他们。在马太福音的22章29到32节这样回答他们，耶稣回答说，你们错了，因为你们不明白圣经，也不晓得神的大能。当复活的时候，人也不娶也不嫁，乃像天上的使者一样。论到死人复活，神在经上像你们所说的，你们没有念过吗？他说，我是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。神不是死人的神，神乃是活人的神。
From Matthew 22:29-32, but Jesus said to them in answer, "You are in error, not having knowledge of the writings, or of the power of God. For when they come back from the dead, they are no husbands and wives, but they are as the angels in heaven. But about the dead coming back to life, have you no knowledge of what was said to you?" By God in the writings, I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living.
那么这些人呢，他们恼怒这个使徒呢，主要有三个原因。
There are three reasons these people got so annoyed.
第一，那么就是彼得他们是没有经这些犹太领袖的允许，擅自在殿中教导人。
The first reason is that Peter teaches the people without the permission.
所以犹太领袖他们认为呢，在圣殿教导百姓，只能他们这些犹太领袖才能做的一件事情，这是他们的特权。
To teaching people is the privilege of the Jewish leaders.
那么第二呢？他们认为耶稣呢是被他们定死罪的一个人。
The second one is, Jesus is the man who was sentenced to death.
那么在他们的眼里呢，他是亵渎神的。
He blasphemed the God.
所以那使徒呢，却在这里呢传扬耶稣基督的名。
But his apostles to spread his name here.
所以这也是他们不高兴的地方。
This is another thing they don't like.
那么第三，那么他们传耶稣已经从死里复活了。
The third one, they spread that Jesus was resurrected.
那么虽然耶稣基督的复活被很多人当时的人知道，这是一个历史的事实，但是这些撒都该人就是不相信，因为与他们信仰是相冲突的。
Even though the resurrection is a matter of fact, but the Sadducees will never take it based on their belief.
对。那么按犹太教的这个规则呢，所以不可以在夜间审问人的。
According to Jewish rules, they cannot sentence any people in the middle of the night.
所以他们就把使徒呢，彼得和约翰就暂时关押起来。
They put Peter and John into custody.
所以想等待第二天进行审理。
To wait for the trial next day.
那么即使呢，他们抓起了使徒约翰和彼得。
Even though they captured Peter and John,
但是呢，因着听了彼得他的讲道，还是有大约5000男人信了福音。
But there are still roughly 5,000 men believe his gospel.
所以这里我们再次见证了圣经上神的话语告诉我们说，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的人。
This is assured that the gospel is the mighty power from God. God will save all the believers.
也就是说，神的大能是人无法抵挡的。
The mighty power from God, nobody can withstand.
我们再看第二天发生了什么事情。
Let's see what happened the next day.
那么这是在第四节到第七节。那么这里面的官服，那么它并不是指罗马政府下设的这个政府部门。
For the verse 4-7, they refer to the government. It doesn't necessarily mean it's from the Roman Empire government.
这里面的这个官府呢，乃是指这个犹太人中间他们选出来的24位祭司长。
The officials here referring to the 24 priests.And 24 elders and 24 scribes.
所以呢，他们和这个二十四位长老和二十四位文士，他们共同组建了72人组成的犹太公会。
They together formed the Jewish assembly.
那么主耶稣呢，在被交给罗马巡抚比拉多之前
，Before Jesus was handed over to Pilate.
那么就是在这个公会里面，他们这些人的面前被定死罪的。
Jesus was sentenced to death by this assembly.
所以呢，这里提到的后面提到的这些人，他们都是属于公会的成员。
All these officials are the members of the assembly.
所以他们叫彼得和约翰站在他们面前接受他们的审问。
So they ask Peter and John, and.Ask them questions.
那么他们问彼得和约翰说：“你们用什么能力，奉谁的名做这件事呢
？”They ask them, in whom's name you're doing this kind?
显然，他们承认那位瘸腿的人确实得到了医治，他恢复了正常。
Obviously, they acknowledge that the lame person was actually cured.
所以他们是想知道这件事发生的真正的缘由在哪里。
They just want to know what's the reason for that.
那我们来看一下彼得他的回应是什么。
Let's see the response from Peter.
这也是我们第二节讲到的，他是在逼迫下，他们继续宣扬神的真道。
Let's go to the second point, proclaiming truth under persecution.
那么这是在八节到十二节。
From verse 8 to 10.
那么第八节到第十节，他这样讲，他 他说那时彼得被圣灵充满，对他们说，知名的官府和长老啊，倘若今日因为在残疾人身上所行的善事查问我们他是怎么得了痊愈，你们众人和以色列百姓都当知道，站在你们面前的这人得痊愈是因你们所定十字架神叫他从死里复活的拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名。
This lame person was cured by the name of Jesus of Christ.
那么尽管在犹太领袖的逼迫面前，彼得那么使彼得呢，就是把犹太公会对他审，尽管在他面前，其实彼得是把这个审问呢变成了一场布道会。
So even this looks like a trial for Peter, but they somehow changed it into a preaching.
他在这里呢，放胆来传扬耶稣基督的名。
He was bold enough to preach the words of God.
那么，并不是说彼得他能言善道。
Not because of his capability for articulation.
我们可以真正的看到，这是圣灵的大能在彼得身上的彰显。
It's a proof of the working of the Holy Spirit on Peter.
其实这也是主耶稣在路加福音十二章的十一到十二节。早已告诉过门徒将要发生的。
This is also illustrated in Luke 12, verse 11. And when they take you before the synagogues and the authorities and the rulers, take no thought about what answers you will give or what you will say.
那么这里面他是中文这样，他说：“人带你们到会堂，并官府和有权柄的人面前，不要思虑怎么分数，说什么话。”因为正在那时候圣灵要指教你们当说的话，所以这就是大卫已经说了英文的。那么主的应许呢，在彼得身上我们看到已经得到了应验。
So the God promise was fulfilled on Peter.
那么他肯定地告诉这些犹太领袖，他做的是一件善事，不该受到审判审问。
He confirmed to Jewish leaders that what he has done is aGood deed, and shall not be trialed.
所以呢，他明知公会中的撒都盖人不相信复活。
Even though he knew the Sadducees don't believe the resurrection.
所以他还是向他们做见证，那么被他们钉死的十字架上耶稣基督已经复活。
He's still doing the testimony for the resurrection.
对，那么不管是犹太领袖还是普通的百姓，都应当知道这是一件真理。
Whether the Jewish leaders or the common people, they should know this is true.
那么就是他使这位瘸腿的人完全得到了痊愈。
It is Jesus who makes this lame person to get cured.
那么这件事情就是被他们所钉十字架的耶稣基督成就的。
This is the fulfillment of the crucified Jesus Christ.
所以这里呢，解释了这件事发生的缘由，那是因为拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名。
All this happened because of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
那么彼得呢，再次告诉公会，被他们钉死在十字架上的耶稣是谁。
Peter takes a second chance to tell them who is the Jesus.Crucified on the cross.
那么在十一节、十二节，他这样讲，他说：“你们匠人所弃的石头，已成了房角的头块石头。除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间，没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。”那么彼得向犹太领袖呢宣告旧约诗篇一百一十八篇二十二节的预言。
Peter tells proclaimed the
那么诗篇一百一十八篇二十二节这样讲，他说匠人所弃的石头已成了房角的头块石头。
The stone which the builders put on one side has become the chief stone of the building.
那么他告诉他们这件事情呢已经在耶稣的身上得到了应验。
It's already fulfilled on Jesus himself.
那么他们这些犹太的领袖呢，就是旧约预言中的那些被比喻为那些匠人。
these Jewish leaders are actually the skilled workers.
那么主耶稣呢，就是被他们所弃绝的石头。
Jesus is a cornerstone abandoned by them.
那么这是一个比喻。那么他们不接受主耶稣是弥赛亚的真理，反倒弃绝他。
They do not accept Jesus as Messiah.
而把他呢钉死在了十字架上。
And abandon him and crucify him on cross.
所以呢，主耶稣在圣殿教训祭司长和文士时也说。那么在马太福音21:42，他这样讲，他说经上写着，匠人所弃的石头已经做了房角的头块石头，这是主所做的，在我们眼前看为稀奇，这经你们没有念过吗？
From Matthew 21:42, Jesus says to them, Did you never see in the writings, the stone which the builders put on one side, the same has been made the chief stone of the building? This was the Lord's doing.And it is a wonder in your eyes.
那么房角的头块石头呢，是一栋房子呢立根基时所发的第一块石头。
The cornerstone is the first stone to establish the foundation.
是最重要的，因为发其他石头时呢，必须要向这块石头看齐。
It is the most important one because all the following stones has to be aligned to this stone.
建好的房子呢，才会持久稳固。
Therefore, the buildings will get stable enough.
那么主耶稣呢，被犹太人弃绝。
Jesus was abandoned by the Jewish.
却成为了我们教会的磐石。
And become the rock of the church.
所以这里也告诉我们，唯有他才能拯救我们这些罪人。
He's the only person who can save our.Save us sinners.
所以信靠他是我们得救的唯一途径。
To believe him is the only way to get saved.
所以在蒙恩得救的这件事情上，没有任何一条其他的道路。
There is no other way.
那么就像马太福音14:6，主耶稣亲自讲的，他说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。”若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Matthew 14:6, Jesus said, "I am the way, truth, and life. Without me, nobody can reach the Father."
那么这里我们看到这些使徒，他们在这些犹太领袖的逼迫面前，继续宣扬主的真道。
From this, we can see, even under the persecution.Jesus' apostles still keep preaching God's word.
那么即使在现在，在我们日常生活中，持守真道都需要勇气和神给我们的力量。
We need courage and wisdom to preach God's word even in our days.
我们也需要神给我们的信心和智慧。
We need the courage and wisdom from God.
那么在逼迫中持守真道，更需要求神的恩典的帮助。
In order to keep the truth,
我们现在可能对我们来说，我们没有受到，就是这里面谈到这些逼迫。
We may not experience such kind of persecution.
但是我们不能说我们将来就不会遇到逼迫。
This doesn't mean we will never facing such problem.
所以我们应该思想，我们将来遇到类似的逼迫的时候，我们应该怎么来面对。
Think about what should we do if we.Happen to meet this kind of situation.
那么，大家从各个途径，大家会知道。那么，在成都呢，有一间教会叫秋雨之福教会。
There's a church called 秋雨之福 in 成都。
那么，他们去年呢，因持守真道、传扬福音，就被政府关闭。
This church was shut down by the government because of spreading God's words.
那么，他们的牧师被抓，其实到今天也不知道。下落。
Their pastor was arrested and disappeared. Nobody knows where he is.
那么他在被捕的前呢，他发表了一个声明，他这样讲。
He announced a claim.
他说，他意识到他要被，如果他被这个抓起来以后，他这样讲，他说，关押我的人终将被天使关押。 审问我的人终将被基督审问。他说想到这一点，足使我对那些企图和正在关押我的人不能不充满同情和悲伤。求主使用我，赐我忍耐和智慧，好将福音带给他们。
Before the arrest, the pastor made a claim saying, those who arrested me or put me in jail and sentenced me will eventually be arrested by angels and sentenced by Jesus.
那么从中呢，我们可以看到王一牧师呢，他意识到他将来被逼迫的时候，那么他也不会停下来传讲主的真道，他也会用福音来拯救这些不信的人。
The pastor will continue to spread the gospel even after he was arrested。
所以呢，对你我来说，我们也虽然我们有受到逼迫现在，但是我们应该也思想，如果我们面对一些逼迫，不管来自家庭的、政府的和社会的，我们应该怎么样来对待
？What should we do when we're facing similar persecution？
那么听了彼得的讲道呢，我们来看这些犹太领袖他们是一个什么反应
？After hearing the preaching from Peter。Let's see how the Jewish leaders respond.
那么这是我们要讲的分享第三点，就是最后十三节到二十二节，就是这些使徒呢因持守真道最后被释放。
Let's turn to the third point, being set free due to keeping truth.
那么通过这段信息呢，我们十三节到二十二节，我们看到呢，公会最后释放彼得和约翰的主要原因有以下几点。
From verse 13 through 22, we can tell there are a few reasons why the assembly finally released Peter and John.
那么第一点，我们看第十三节，他这样讲：他们借彼得、约翰的胆量，又看出他们原是没有学问的小民，就齐齐认明他们是跟过耶稣的。
The first one is, the Jewish were amazed at Peter and John's.Courage and capability, even though they're just fishermen without any formal education like the rabbis.
所以这里我们看到了他们被彼得和约翰的胆量和能力所折服。
They were amazed at their courage and capability.
所以两位使徒呢，本来是没有学问的渔夫。那么没有在犹太的拉比学院受过什么教育，但他们有这样惊人的勇气和知识，那么只是因为他们做过拿撒勒人耶稣的门徒。
They have such courage and knowledge, all because of they've been the apostles of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
那么是这件事情使这些犹太领袖惊讶不已。
This really made the leaders of the assembly amazed.
那么他们释放使徒的第二个原因，那么是在十四节到十六节还有二十二节。那么从这里面我们可以看到，那么他们承认这位瘸腿的人得痊愈，那是一件神迹。
The second reason is from verse 14 through 16 and 22. They acknowledge the cure of the lame person is really a miracle.
所以呢，这个人我们看到已经是四十多岁的人了。
This man is a 40 years old man.
那么生来他就是瘸腿的。
Born to be lame.
也就是他四十多年来是不能站立、不能行走的一个人。
He cannot stand and walk.
而现在却跟着耶稣，却跟着使徒们，能够进了圣殿。
Now all of a sudden he can stand up and walk with.
那么现 apostles. 那么现在呢，就跟他们站在一起。
Stay together with the apostles.
所以在他们面前，这是一个活的见证，他们是不可以否认的。
Well, this is a living witness; nobody can deny.
所以这是第二个。那么第三个原因呢？是在第十七节到第二十一节。 那么他们找不到彼得和约翰有任何违背律法的行为。
The third point is from verse 17 through 21. They couldn't find anything disobey the law.
那么彼得和约翰，那么是以神为至高，听从神，传讲神的大能。
Peter and John treat God as the highest and follow God's words.
那么他们是靠神所赐的能力行善，医好这个瘸腿的人。
They cured the lame person through God's capability.
所以他们的言行呢，不但没有违背律法，而是完全是按照律法而去行，按照神的律法去行的。
They never disobey the law.
因为律法的总纲，圣经上教导我们就是爱神和爱人如己。
The general rules for the law is.To love God and to love your neighbors.
所以不是他们违背律法，而是他们正是律法在他们身上行出来的体现。
This is a reflection of the law.
所以呢，这些犹太领袖呢，以为他们自己才是神的代言人。
The Jewish leader considered themselves the speakman.
所以呢，彼得在这里提醒他们，那不过是。他们只是一个人的组织。
Peter reminded them, it's just an organization of people.
所以呢，在两者有冲突的时候呢，彼得也告诉他们，顺服神必然要优先于顺服人。
When there's any conflict, to follow God has more priority than following people.
那么公会的人知道没有办法定他们的罪。
The people of the assembly know they cannot.Sentence Peter and John.
而且看到周围那么多的百姓，因为这一个神迹，把荣耀都归给了神。
They also see a lot. They also see a lot of people give this miracle to the glory of God.
所以这些公会的领袖呢，也只好释放他们。
So they don't have much choice but to release them.
所以只是恐吓他们，不要再传讲耶稣基督的名。
But they still threaten them not to.Preaching Jesus' name.
其实呢，这里我们也看到，其实这也是神对他仆人忠心的仆人的一种保守。
This also shows how God treats His good servant.
所以，只要我们忠心服侍神，神会保守我们的一切。
God will keep us if we serve the God.
那么，让我和大家也分享另一个见证。
There's another testimony.
那么在中国大陆呢，河南有一位叫李木胜的神的老仆人。
There's a Christian in 河南 China.
那么他在文革期间的75年的时候，他因为传福音带许多人信主而被判了死刑。
He was arrested and sentenced to death in 1975 during the Cultural Revolution.
那么当时的南洋法院，那么就张贴公告，要开公判大会来枪毙他。
The Nanyang court put a poster to have a public trial and execute him.
那么有一个弟兄呢，就看到这份公告，急忙回去呢告诉教会。
One of the brothers see this poster and hurried back to tell his church.
那么众信徒就家家相告，通宵禁食祷告。
So all the Christians, they pray together all night long.
那么一场大雨呢，就一天下了一天一夜。
The big shower lasted the whole day and night.
那么引起了山洪的爆发。
And caused flash flood.
那么几个水库的坝呢就崩塌了。
And several of the reservoir dams were collapsed.
那么因为这场大洪水，所有的干部就都去参加这个抗洪救灾去了。
Well, due to this big flood, all the cadets went to the salvation.
所以第二天的这个公判大会也没办法来开。
So the public trial was cancelled.
所以就被迫取消了。那么神其实就是用这样的方式来保守了他仆人的性命。
God uses special manner to save his servant.
那么其实总结我们今天的信息，我们可以看到
to summarize what we have.
那么使徒和彼得呢？他们因为信耶稣，行善事，传福音。
Apostle Peter and John, they believe Jesus and do good deeds and spread the gospels.
而招致犹太公会的逼迫。
And cause a persecution from the Jewish assembly.
但是在逼迫面前，他们相信主的应许，顺服主的命令。
In front of the persecution, they still believe the God promise and follow the God's order.
那么依靠圣灵加在他们身上的能力，在逼迫下继续的宣扬真道，持守真道。
With the help of the Holy Spirit, they keep spread the truth and keep the truth.
那么作为基督徒，我们在我们的信仰生活中也可能会遇到来自各方面的阻力或者是逼迫。
As Christians, we may have all kinds of pressures or persecutions.
那么可能是来自家庭，可能来自社会，也可能是来自我们有不同和我们有不同信仰的人。
Whether from own families or society or different believers.
那么遇到这种情况，那么我们应该怎么办
？What shall we do？
那么首先呢，我想我们不要恨他们，要尊重他们。
First of all, we shall not hate them and be respectful to them.
我们一定会说这一点实在是很难做到。
We may say it's hard to do that.
就是如果有人来逼迫你，我们就是不恨他们是很难的一件事情。
It's very hard to not hate the person who gonna persecute you.
我们感谢主呢，上个星期五了，这个邱弟兄夫妇了。的给我们的分享可以给我们一些帮助。
Thank Lord, that's a testimony from Brother Chu last Friday may help us.
那么他们在新疆这么多年的宣教过程中，也有过来自政府甚至穆斯林的这种的逼迫或者阻力。
They faced a lot of pressures from the either the government and the Muslim community.
但他们没有把这些呢归咎在政府和穆斯林的身上。
But they didn't blame much on the government or the Muslim.
而是归咎在魔鬼撒旦的身上。
But they blame Satan.
所以他们认为政府和魔鬼撒旦这个穆斯林这些人群，他们只是被魔鬼撒旦所利用的器皿。
So they consider.The government, the Muslim community, they just been used by Satan.
所以呢，他们就要为他们祷告，求神来拯救他们，来让他们认识神。
So they pray for them and ask God to save them.
所以呢，我们其实遇到这些情况之后呢，我们也要用这种态度来对待那些逼迫我们的人。
We shall adopt this kind of attitude.When we're facing the similar situation,
所以不把他们当作仇敌，乃是当作撒旦在使用他们。
Not treat them as enemies, but treat them as being used by Satan.
那么另一方面呢，我们也要有美好的在这些逼迫人面，那么要有美好的见证。
We also have to show the good testimony.
那么让他们看到我们生命的改变。
So that they can see the change in our life.
那么看到基督般的爱心。
They can see the love from God.
那么也让他们看到我们在面对各种这种阻力的时候，坚持宣扬真道和持守真道的勇气和能力。
Also to let them see our courage and capability.To proclaim the truth and keep the truth.
所以让他们从基督徒宣扬真道、持守真道的这些生命的表现上，看到不是我们有什么能力，乃是神的大能促使这些事情的成就。
It's not because of our capability, but because of God's capability.
让他们把一切荣耀归给神。
And give all the glory to God.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们谢谢你的恩典怜悯，谢谢你赐给我们主你宝贵的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your precious words.
主，你的话语真的是安定在天，永不改变。
Your words never change.
主，透过你的话语，让我们再次的思想主你的慈爱，主是你的圣洁，你的公义。
Let's think about your kindness through your words.
也看着主，你是可敬可畏的神。
You are the most respectful God.
主，我们成为你的儿女，真的实在是蒙了你极大的恩典。
It's a great grace for us to be your sons and daughters.
主，求你帮助我们能够在面对逼迫的时候，让我们能够有勇气、有能力来能够继续传讲你的福音。
Help us to continue to preach your words, even if in front of difficult situations.
那么让我们的生命能够持守你的真道。
Keep our life to keep your words.
让我们从主你儿女的身上看着主你的大能。
So that people can see your mighty power through your sons and
主，透过主你的恩典、你的信实来拯救更多世上的灵魂。
To save more people through your faithfulness.
主，我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.